Were magazines a big part of your store then?
When the big bookstore came in, all the bookstores were scared and they closed up and they're worried about and all that. And about that time, this friend of mine wrote a book called Cracker Jack Marketing. He gets the name from the fact that at that time, Cracker Jacks were a popular kid food. They went from nothing to up because they put a little toy in that box. A toy that wasn't worth a nickel. Yeah. But your son or daughter wants to buy that because they wanted that toy. So he called that Cracker Jack Marketing is to fill a breach. So I had books and I had magazines. Well, when these guys started moving in, they didn't have magazines in their stores then.
When who started moving in?
Barnes & Noble and the other one. So I think he said, what you do is you find a niche. And my niche, we decided with my magazines. So I just bought every magazine that came into Tulsa, except porno. I doubled my investment, doubled my size, and they didn't hurt us. Why? I think why is because the people, I think they were so patriotic, so loyal, that they would go to one of their stores, find a book they want, and come over and have me order one if I don't have it. They still do it. And so that kind of loyalty, it was great.
Much of this had to be built on you as a personality.
People don't want to buy me because they think the business would go down if I wasn't there.
So wrapped around you, yeah, Steve.
Yeah.
That was a good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's the only thing that saved us, I think.
People like to come in and just talk with you and
have
fun. Again, what made you niche the magazine?
Because of the profit.
But then what about the book side?
Well, the magazines carried the books. See, it's a theory. If you buy the same magazine once a week, you have to go in my store to get that magazine and you walk through the books. Your turnover, a magazine is 52, that's once a week on a lot of magazines. Your fast-selling one, Time, Newsweek, all those. And so I was getting 52 time return, and my book is getting 25.
So that was a marketing strategy.
Yeah. However, it's being used now. Jordy is doing a great job. She has a lot of her books, only has one or two on the shelf. She sells one, she buys one. She sells, she buys one. I didn't get to that point, but she got there and it helped her.
You mean Joni, the wife of your son David?
Yeah.
Would you have, like you do today, back then, we're talking still when you were on 12th and Harvard with Moody's, authors come in and would you do that?
That started later then.
What about the hardware side? Did that drop off while you were there, these motors you talked about earlier? Did you continue to sell hardware? Because you don't sell that in your other store.
No, I dropped all of that. I also dropped sewing material and stuff.
So in time at that 12th and Harvard store, you realized you just didn't want to be in that business.
Well, I guess I wanted to expand, and I think that Ernest wanted me out because he wanted the space. He didn't make me, but he...
Oh, so you moved because Ernest began to grow himself, and he kind of wanted that space.
And he needed his space. But no, he didn't push me out. I just got the chance. It was a new location. It was much more into the community. I'm more surrounded by my customers. It worked out great. I was the second store in the place I am now.
So you moved then in 1958.
Yeah.
And that was at 12th, and now you just moved up the street, actually. You stayed on Harvard and moved up to...
26th.
26th. Was there another business when you moved in?
There was one women's store. It was a shoe store. And then I went in second, and then a barber, and then a graduate photo.
So this store that you're in now was much bigger than the store at 12th and Harvard? You increased your square footage by...
Double it.
Or more. So, you make the big announcement?
We didn't spend any money on that. We just didn't have to advertise. People just came to it.
But there was no need to advertise.
Huh. That sounds like you're bragging, but... Those people still come in and say, I remember when you helped me do this, or you gave me that, or little things that I've done probably. I don't even remember all of them at all.